You are listening to Activate Your Goals, a podcast on winning strategies to help you achieve the goals that matter to you. Each week, we'll dive into different areas affecting the outcome of your goals. I'm your host and accountability coach, Yemi Afolabi. Let's win this. In the first episode, I shared with you the first step in the process of becoming accountable to yourself. It is what helps me push past my feelings and get things done. But if I had to push past my feelings to get every single goal I have done, I would run the risk of feeling overwhelmed and burnout. Is this a familiar feeling? My question is, why do you have so much going on at any one time? Why are you running out of space on your to-do list? I think a possible reason is because you are trying to keep up an appearance. Let me tell you a story of my first attempt at doing it all to keep up an appearance. So in Nigeria, where I grew up, 24-hour electricity is not a given. The light would come on and off at the will of whoever it is that flips the switch. Whenever the light came on, we would scream in excitement and run towards the TV and try to catch whatever movie or series that was on. So on this particular day, the light came on, and with a scream of excitement, I switched on the TV and one of my favorite series called Super Story was on. It was barely 10 minutes in, and my mom came into the living room. She felt I had had too much playtime that day, so she told me to pick up a book and read. Of course, I was disappointed, and I tried to bargain my way by promising to read after watching Super Story. She's pretty strict, and normally she would just switch the TV off in this type of situation. But she couldn't on this occasion because there were other adults also watching Super Story. I reluctantly picked up a book and started reading. Actually, my attention was on Super Story, and I would watch from the corner of my eye and glance at the TV as often as I could. There I was, trying to do it all at the same time. Eventually, my mom spoke. Her words made me still in that moment. "You are not deceiving me. You are deceiving yourself," she said. I realized I wasn't just trying to do it all. I was engaging in what I call make-believe activities. I appeared to be reading. I appeared to be doing the work that is required of me. I was keeping up an appearance. I wasn't being honest with myself with regards to my capacity for the task. In the end, I didn't learn or enjoy the book I appeared to be reading. Neither did I enjoy watching that episode of Super Story. But why would I want to deceive myself? Who am I hurting in the process? Me, of course. To be honest with myself is to care for myself. Self-honesty is self-care. The goals that you have set for yourself. Do you have the capacity to make it happen? Do you have the time? Do you have the mental and physical energy for it? What are you willing to let go of to increase your capacity for that particular goal? If you are wondering why you are struggling to build and maintain momentum on a particular goal, maybe you haven't taken the time to be still in that moment of self-honesty, which you can consider as the second step in the process of becoming accountable to yourself. Thank you for joining me this week on Activate Your Goals podcast. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram and Facebook at Coaching with Yemi and at coachingwithyemi.com. If you love the show, subscribe and leave a review for more winning episodes. Until next week, stay winning.